Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Florida abortion amendment group has now deleted a webpage that put minors in harm's way. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead.
Well, Matt, you just see the evil agenda that's underlying this abortion issue. In whatever state you're in, so many of them are trying to push these abortion amendments on the ballot and forcing voters to have to vote for the choice, do we kill or do we not kill unborn children? And in Florida is an example. And this extreme group called Yes on Fork campaign has even tried to deceive minors and telling them they could get an abortion without having to tell their parents, which is illegal in Florida.
So this Amendment 4 is a radical abortion amendment. It's on the ballot in November in Florida. If passed, it will override every abortion law in the state of Florida, except for parental notification. Notification is nothing. That's a text message. That's a cell phone call. Mm-hmm. Not long before the abortion, parents don't have any right to say no. You just notify them. And you can also give the doctor an address, and whether that's the right address or not, who knows? It could go to some foreign address, and that would be your notification. That's the only law that would stay on the books. And the reason why that stays on the books is because that's in the Florida Constitution. But parental consent would be wiped away. Health and safety laws wiped away. No doctors, no health and safety, no parental consent, no informed consent, no waiting periods, nothing. Nothing would survive. We know that, and we've said that. And so what they are doing here is they are actually telling girls, before the amendment even passes, ways that they can have an abortion and not tell their parents. And so they had a website. The Yes on 4 campaign had a website. And the Amendment 4's sponsor, Floridians Protecting Freedom, they indicated on its information and resources page a link to another pro-abortion group. That particular group explained how minors could get a judicial bypass for an abortion without telling their parents. Right now in Florida, there is a parental consent provision that you have to get consent from one or both of your parents. And this particular group that is pushing the abortion amendment, which if passed, by the way, would in fact override parental consent, and that's one of the things that we're trying to educate people about, but they're now trying to get girls to have an abortion even when the law clearly in Florida requires parental consent. And you know, the question that you posed earlier, Holly, the choice between do I kill or do I not kill a baby? Do I protect life or not? That's really the choice. Mm-hmm. The problem, however, is if people realize that's the choice, they would choose life. And so these pro-abortion groups, they intentionally deceive. They intentionally deceive you so that they want to get to that ultimate killing for any reason at any time up to and including birth, but they don't want to tell you that that's what they're doing. But that's in fact exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, they were trying to instruct girls they could take what they call a judicial bypass, where they could go to a judge and the judge would approve of the abortion for the minor without telling the parent. And so it's not only putting a wedge between parents and their daughters, but it's giving them another option to kill their children without really having good counsel before they do that. And your parents would be your first person you should go to, the first people you should go to for counsel in this case.
Yeah, so how this came about is there's a No on 4 campaign, a campaign that is designed to encourage voters and educate them to vote no on Amendment 4 and protect the current pro-life laws in the state. There's the Yes on 4 campaign, the people behind this radically extreme abortion initiative. And so it was on their website that they linked to the Floridians for Reproductive Freedom. That particular group also offers minors a chat bot named Charlie that will help them, quote, get or manage an abortion, close quote.
It's like they're trying to make it fun or something.
So the Vote No on 4 campaign issued a press release and they pointed out, hey, look what these people are doing. And when they got caught, then they took down their page.
Yeah,
but you can see exactly what their intent is.
Exactly. I mean, this chat box would not ask them to verify their age. And so it is very deceptive. And the girl could hide behind this. And the chat bot falsely claims that abortion is, quote, medically safe, no matter how far along someone is in their pregnancy. Really?
That's unbelievable. And you know what happens with these minors? Some of them get sex trafficked. And their pimps, their Johns, whatever, they take them to these abortion clinics. These abortion clinics don't ask for their age, so they get rid of the evidence of their sex trafficking. And then their handlers put them back out on the streets again to make more money for them. And this is the seedy underbelly of this abortion link between abortion clinics and sex trafficking.
Right, and this chatbot advises her, you do not have to tell a doctor about taking abortion pills.
Yeah.
There's 63% of the abortions are now through these abortion pills. And so many women can easily bleed to death because they go home alone, take these pills, and bleed to death.
Well, just pray for our work in Florida and other states as well. We are very actively involved in trying to protect the sanctity of human life in all these states, particularly Florida, but all the other ones as well, where these abortion initiatives are on the ballot. These are very critical. Once it's enshrined in the Constitution, this right to kill children, it's hard to remove it. So for more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website on Florida, lc.org/FL Amendment. That's for the Florida Amendment. For all the other amendments, we track them and have information there as well. lc.org/abortion amendments, abortion amendments, plural. So the one for Florida is FL Amendment, and the one for all the other states is abortion amendments, plural. Now, in addition to this deceptiveness that was uncovered by the Vote No on 4 campaign that resulted in this Vote Yes or Yes on 4 campaign removing their webpage at least. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has now been investigating some of the ballots that were solicited, the petitions that were solicited in support of putting this abortion amendment on the ballot. And so he said in a press release that law enforcement has launched an investigation after receiving a wide range of complaints about the group that submitted the petition for the amendment to appear on the ballot. He says, quote, as it turns out, they looked, this group submitted dozens of petitions on behalf of dead people, close quote, DeSantis said. They saw, he says, those petitions being submitted. There are other petitions that have actually been validated where the signatures do not match the voter file. So they were getting all of these complaints. And now they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're investigating, they're following the law, and they're making sure that anyone that broke the law is going to be held accountable. He said, quote, our tolerance in the state of Florida for any type of election fraud is zero.
You know, when I say good for him, or got, you know, whether it's regarding this abortion amendment or elections or anything else, you know, this fraud needs to be brought to the top here.
I can tell you in our work on the issue in Florida with regards to Amendment 4, there is no other governor in the nation that I know of that is so fully committed to the sanctity of human life than Ron DeSantis. His office is working on these kinds of things, and other people that I know that are believers, that are Christians, that are in the Florida various agencies are very, very much committed to preserving life in the state of Florida. So very happy to see this. I hope they uncover more fraud. I know, you know, from a fact that even besides them collecting signatures that didn't match or signatures for dead people, they deceived people when they were getting the petition.
Oh, absolutely. They go in the parking lot and said, don't you want to protect women's health?
Yeah, women's
health. That's what
they say. Yeah, they wouldn't tell you what the people were being asked to sign.
And some of those people didn't even know what they were asking. They didn't even know what they...
I want to protect women's health. No. They didn't know it was abortion through all 9 months.
Right.
And if they did, they wouldn't have signed it.
Right.
For more information, again, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/FL Amendment for Florida and abortion amendments for all the rest of the nation.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.